Hearing voices?
I'm hearing voices.
You're listening to Hearing Voices with Scott Watson.
This morning on Hearing Voices with Scott Watson, a familiar voice to those of you that listen to WHTC, a trusted colleague, and I dare say a friend. Hello, Gary Stevens.
Scott, good morning. Hope all is well.
Your dad was a police officer, I believe. How'd you end up in radio?
Because I didn't want to be a police officer, plain and simple. Didn't have the coordination to play sports, but I liked sports and wanted to stay close. So in the Detroit area, we had some pretty good sportscasters that called the games, Ernie Harwell and Ray Lane and with the Tigers, Van Patrick with the Lions, and Bruce Martin and Bud Lynch with the Red Wings. And fortunately, I got to know all but Van, and it was a pretty easy decision. I wanted to be a sportscaster.
You mentioned, or I mentioned, the fact that your dad was a police officer. You end up also covering a fair amount of police work. Did being the son of a cop aid you in being a newscaster?
You got it. It's plain and simple. I have gotten access to a lot of things with those who are first responders, who they know I understand what they're going through. And it does come with the fact that it's, you know, pretty common knowledge. My dad worked, wasn't on duty at the time, but was called in after the events of July 23rd, 1967, when the Detroit riots came. And that, you know, immediately when I told a couple people that my dad worked the riots, they gave me a little bit more leeway. And so, yeah, that has helped.
His is the familiar voice of Gary Stevens. He joins me this morning on Hearing Voices with Scott Watson. Now, I'm not a native Michigander, but one thing I think I have learned is that folks from the east side of the state tend to stay put, and folks from the west side of the state tend to stay put. How did an east sider end up in West Michigan?
Well, meaning employment, very simple. Was in Detroit professionally through to 1993. Then an opening came up in Saginaw, and was there for about 8 years between working at a station in Saginaw in 93 and then working in Flint from 98 through 01. And then shortly before, you know, a week or so before 9/11, I was let go in Flint. And 6 weeks later, I was landed on my feet over in Holland.
You mentioned the fact that you were let go right before 9/11. Those of us that have worked in radio news can kind of point to a few dates that have made a difference for us personally via our career. Do you have a day or two or a broadcast or two that stand out for you?
Hard to say. I mean, when you've been at it since 78, in one form or another, professionally since 80, it does take a while. But there are some times, like back in 87, now that it's become a little bit more involved. In 87, when I was working for a station in Mount Clemens, we did all four state high school football championship games. And one of the four involved Martin. And then fast forward to 2007, 2008, 2009, when I started doing soccer games. And sure enough, they're in the same league with Martin. So that became a bellwether day. He said, yeah, I did the Martin Clippers game, and they won a state title that day. It was nice. I've been fortunate to, I think more than anything else, Scott, it's the people I've gotten to meet. I mentioned a little bit before, you know, knowing Ernie and Ray, knowing Bud and Bruce. Bud knew my dad very well because he worked the police detail over at Olympia Stadium, and also played for the Detroit Police hockey team. So my dad knew Bud pretty well too. So more of the people than the dates, actually.
All of our shows are available at WHTC.com, and you can also find us at HearingVoicesRadio.com. If you'd like to interact with me, you can do so through that website. This morning, we visit with Gary Stevens, a familiar voice to those of you that listen to WHTC. How has radio changed since you started doing it?
More than anything else, it's become a case of you have to be able to be adaptable to all situations, being able to not only be on the air, but knowing the technical aspect of it, being able to produce a broadcast by yourself if you have to. And I've had to a lot of my career. I've been very rarely have I had a producer on the other side of the glass handling all the technical stuff. I had to do it myself. It is one thing that has changed a lot. You have to be willing to learn new things, learn on the fly. I have been blessed by the fact that I can pick up things on the fly and be able to teach myself a lot of the skills necessary to be around in radio. Be a little relevant, yes, but also not give in to public opinion and try to, you know, go with the public flow. Be yourself. And if you're being yourself, for the most part, people will accept you. And I've been very fortunate that that has been the case.
Final question for today's show with Gary Stevens. Do you have a show you wish you had back that you regret doing?
Some of my early stuff, some of my early interviews I did in Detroit when I was a member of the Detroit Sports Broadcasters Association and publicist would bring in personalities to publicize events. Jake LaMotta talked about Raging Bull and talked about what a great actor Robert De Niro was going to be in that film, and he was definitely proven right. Opportunity to chat with Peggy Fleming, an opportunity to chat with John Wooden, my conversations with Sparky Anderson. I wish I would have saved all that material. Well, I didn't, but I still have it in my memory.
He is a familiar voice to WHTC. We'll have more with Gary Stevens tomorrow. I'll ask him about his current sports love, and we'll talk local politics. That's tomorrow morning on Hearing Voices.
Hearing Voices?
I'm Hearing Voices.
You're listening to Hearing Voices with Scott Watson.
This morning on Hearing Voices with Scott Watson, we continue our visit with WHTC personality Gary Stevens. He's the news director. He's a trusted colleague and a dear friend. Gary, those of us that know you know that you absolutely love sports. It might be a surprise to the listeners, though, to know that I think your favorite sport may take place overseas.
It is. Over the years, obviously, the Detroit teams being a native Detroiter, obviously, the four Detroit major teams are near and dear to their heart. But I started following soccer back in 78. The North American Soccer League had put a team in Detroit, and they brought a player over on loan by the name of Trevor Francis. Outstanding player, class gentleman. Got to know him a little bit, and I started following soccer. And when my son decided he wanted to play soccer in his formative years and eventually played as a backup keeper at Saginaw Heritage, I rekindled my interest in soccer. He liked the German, but I liked the English game. And I gravitated to Arsenal Football Club. They played a very pleasing eye, easy on the eye, they like to say, across the pond. And they had some very good players. And, of course, they had an outstanding manager in Arsene Wenger. And my favorite team now is Arsenal Football Club. I'd like to see the Gunners do well. And I've sort of hitched my start to that wagon, and that wagon's moving pretty good there, Scott.
I want to talk a little bit about your role as news director at WHTC. Ottawa County government over the last couple of years has certainly been an interesting one to cover. How do you do that and navigate the polarization that is just so evident in West Michigan?
You try to stay right in the middle, report on just what exactly has happened. No agendas, no trying to uncover things that will say, gotcha. Be straight. Take everything with a deep breath before you plunge forward. It is a tough situation right now because what has happened with Ottawa County government is akin to a bull in a china shop. There are ways to get your agenda forward without having to basically, you know, do a scorched earth policy. Unfortunately, that seems to be the perception coming out of the Fillmore Street complex. Is it exactly what is going on? We don't know. All we know is what we see, and what we see, we report.
How hard is it when you interact with listeners? You're also the host of Talk of the Town, which from its inception has been listener heavy. Do you get criticized from the listeners, either on the air or off the air? And how do you respond to that?
Well, I do get a little flack from those who think I, you know, drive on the right side of the road a little bit too much. But they know, and I think listeners are well aware, that I'm not afraid to ask questions. And if you ask questions and then people get mad at you for asking questions, then you wonder, you know, what's wrong? Aren't we supposed to ask questions? Aren't we supposed to, you know, think for ourselves? And for the most part, I've not really gotten a lot of flack. Sometimes I do get a little bit, but I've let it be a little bit more. I've developed a better turtle shell over the years, I'll tell you that.
When work is stressful and there's no sports to watch or to cover, you have another interesting hobby. Talk about your love with the needle.
Yes, my first wife, my son's mom, got me involved in cross stitch. She did that as well. And then a few years ago, after I remarried and moved out here, my wife's uncle asked me, well, what do you do for a hobby? And I really didn't have anything at the time. He says, I used to do cross-stitch. He says, well, why don't you pick it up again? So I did, and I enjoy it. It's relaxing. I don't do it as much right now, you know, caring for my wife, but also, you know, making sure that I get my exercise in, I do my walking. But I still do creative things and like to give them as gifts. It's something to relieve some of the stress. It's a diversion, like any good hobby really should be.
He is the familiar voice of Gary Stevens. He joins me this morning on Hearing Voices with Scott Watson. All of our shows are at WHTC.com, and you can also find us at HearingVoicesRadio.com. Gary, you've been open about some health struggles, and I don't want to go too deep in the woods, but how healthy are you right now?
Pretty good. Needed to get a heart bypass a couple of years ago. To me, it was more preventative than anything else. I did not want to have any issues. I flunked a stress test, plain and simple, and they said, you know, we need to do a bypass. I said, do it. Let's set things off at the pass and make sure that everything is okay. It went very smoothly. Everything is A-okay for somebody who is still an Eisenhower administration baby.
We wind up with Gary Stevens, our friend and colleague this morning on Hearing Voices with Scott Watson. You and I are product-centered, and that is we want to make sure that what we put out for the listeners to consume is good. But fundamentally, we're also both people persons. Talk a little bit, as you did yesterday, about some of the people. And I want to start with a news director that you once had that I know made a big difference and on some level informed the way you fill your role as news director, including bringing in the weather every morning.
I've had a couple of news directors. One that I had, which is not familiar to the Holland audience, his name is Les Root. He was a Hall of Fame. He was a Michigan Broadcasting Hall of Famer. He was my news director in Flint when I was the program director there. A lot of what I do here was what I learned through Les, a very consummate professional. He not only did he do a lot of things on the air, preparation off the air as well. We're similar in the sense that he lived down in Fenton and he commuted every day to go up to Flint. And I learned that sometimes it's better that you can you work in one place, live in another. You can leave your work at work and you can take a look with fresh eyes on things going on in the area.
Is there one thing about you that the listeners have no idea about that would surprise them?
Hard to say, because since I've taken over Talk of the Town 5 years ago, I pretty much laid bare all the things that I am about. People know about my faith, which has really been strengthened over the last few years. They know about my family, and for the most part, you know, I've been transparent. That's the term everybody wants to use. I've been transparent.
Gary Stevens, as I've mentioned, is a friend, a colleague, and a well-known voice to those of you that listen to radio in West Michigan. Good to visit with you. Thanks so much for your time today on Hearing Voices.
Scott, as always, thank you for this, and thank you for what you've done for WHDC, and not only your early days, but also now.